some soccer!
The Continental Soccer Association is coming to Springfield. It's all here. Fast kicking, low scoring, and ties? You bet.
Hey, Dad, how come you never taken us to see a soccer game?
I don't know.
You'll see all your favorite soccer stars, like Arriaga, Arriaga 2, Barriaga, Aruglia, and Pizzozza.
Oh, I never heard of those people.
And they'll all be signing autographs.
Woohoo!
This match will determine once and for all which nation is the greatest on Earth, Mexico or Portugal.
Can we go, Dad? Please, Dad, please, Dad, can we go?
Can we go, huh? Please?
Yes, yes, oh God, yes!
Hello and welcome to Put It in H Minisode!
Excuse me.
You'll have to hang on for the Minisode. It gets a little blue. What are we talking about today, Andy?
Football crazy, chocolate mad. Remember that song?
Good work on the chocolate.
But. I'm recording, right? Yeah.
I say I blew out the mics. My chuck there.
We are talking football
specifically,
or soccer.
I was going to say we're talking football, both regular and American. Oh. Maybe we'll dip our toe in there.
Surprise me in rehearsal every time.
Think up something fucking.
I know. I can't. Think of something in rehearsal. Yes, football.
The reason we're talking about football is you took a little trip recently. You were talking about it last week to the
Anfield. I know it's funny when we got there to Anfield, Tony's like, there it is, the Theatre of Dreams.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, they don't have another name for it, do they? Like,
Fortress.
How generic.
They don't have it, it's just what it is.
Right, but so they don't have a name for
it. No, it's just Anfield. It's like, say no more.
It sums up that club when their most creative chant is Liverpool.
I know.
And then you had the gall to to slag Chelsea fans for going Chelsea.
I don't like that Liverpool chant.
Yeah,
there's a few Liverpool chants I do like.
Hit me.
I like Genie Wijnaldum,
Terrible. What song's that supposed to be?
You know that one.
No, I don't.
You do. You know the one.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'll play it here.
Yeah. Get your mini disc player.
I mean, the Mo Salah one's gold. You have to admit.
What's the Mo Salah one? Bad.
Mo Salah.
That's not bad because you got a good recognisable.
And of all the songs,
Sit Down by James. It's an anthem.
There's fucking what else was there?
Here's one for you.
Yeah.
That's a Man United one.
What?
Diego. Whoa. Diego. Whoa.
Who?
He comes from Uruguay.
Forlan.
He made the Scousers cry. That's good one. Because one, you're celebrating.
20 years ago.
You're celebrating the man. And also, you're getting a dig in at the scum Liverpool as well.
A couple of very more brief ones. Yeah. There's not the most interesting, but there's Andy Robertson, King of the North. Andy Robertson. That's it.
What's that supposed to be?
You know the one. I don't know that original name, but you know the one. Anyway, that's enough of that. Okay. I was at Anfield.
Yes. You had a great time.
It was... I had possibly the best day of my life.
Really? Yeah.
Honestly, possibly the best day of my life. We got to Anfield.
I'm going to play this for Joni when she is 18.
What do you think, you're old man now, huh?
Happy birthday, kid. Just get in my car and drive off.
This whole thing writes itself. Yeah, so
that's
we got
why
there.
His wife left him. That took the kids.
We got there and we were in the premium lounge. First of all, if I may say, everyone who worked there was like men and women. Everyone's just like really good looking.
Ah, it's their job.
It probably is. Like, I mean,
they're not going to hire some fucking troll. Like.
No, they certainly did not. So we went up to like the fourth floor, and the lounge. And I was worried when we went in. I was like, I don't want to watch it from behind the glass or something. Yeah. I didn't know what the deal was. The whole week I was worried.
First time. Naive fool.
Yeah, I was. I was like, oh, fuck, I hope they don't put us in the away end. Oh, fuck, I hope we're not watching it in the yoke. But I didn't want to complain because it was like the trip of a lifetime to Liverpool. But no, like when the match starts, you can go out, whatever. So we had like a meal. We had a magician.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was amazing. He was absolutely amazing. My mind was blown.
Magicians are... seem to be back in vogue lately, and I have to say I don't care for
it. Why?
At a wedding,
what's your beef with magicians?
They're fucking
you know, like someone pulling the wool over your eyes, do you?
Nah, not even that, like they're just like
smug.
They need the attention or something like that. define me
love me, yeah.
It's like I was at a wedding and it was this fucking knob-end magician going around annoying everyone. I'm like, I'm trying to have a drink here. He's like, hey, here's a good card or whatever. Like, fuck off, man.
Listen, mate, fuck off, all right?
I'm trying to enjoy myself here. I'm here with my wife. Don't need you coming up here throwing your cards in my face.
There were some unreal card tricks. Then they had an ex-Liverpool legend in the...
They took his legend status away from him, did they?
Well, I mean, who was your man? What was his fucking name? David Fairclough.
See, you said ex-Liverpool legend.
Yeah.
So, like, he's not a Liverpool legend anymore?
No, I didn't. I missed it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he ever was a Liverpool legend, to be honest. But,
oh, I missed it.
I went over my head, Terry. I was too busy thinking about Liverpool. it was a nice meal and, you know, free drinks and gifts and all this sort of stuff.
What gifts did you get? We talked about it last week.
A writing pad. Fancy one in a nice LFC box. And somewhat inexcusable, like, ski lift key ring. Like, it was like obviously a sponsor because there was like a chart of the same ski lift in the thing. So it was like obviously there's some sort of unofficial sponsor
maybe
there.
I think, you know, their clientele normally would be able to go skiing at the drop of a hat.
Maybe those who could go to the premium lounge for sure. And then when the match started, we were worried
when it started. The way it started.
I'll tell you what. Well, first of all, when we went out there offering tea and coffee and hot chocolate for everyone on their way out to the seat, it was
very nice.
Fucking brilliant. And I sat down.
You got a
HC? I got a HC, of course. So that was good. But then, yeah, when it started, I was like, but you know what? Like, it was weird. Like, you might confirm this or deny it, but it was my first match, like my first Liverpool match, first Premier League match, whatever. I still can't watch the highlights now and sort of see it for what it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. It seemed like I didn't take any of Man City's attacks seriously. And I'm looking at the stats and it's like 12 shots Liverpool, 18 shots Man City. I was like, fucking 18 shots? Like, where are these? Like, but like, I didn't take any of them seriously because we were two up so quick.
Yeah.
My voice was already gone after 15 minutes anyway. But like, whenever they were, like, anytime they took a shot and I went wide, you know, like I wasn't.
Yeah, because Liverpool fans are arseholes. Smug.
Mate, Liverpool fans are arseholes.
Yes.
Fucking wrote the book, you Man United fans did.
Well, when you're the best, you can write as many books as you like.
Well, fine, we're writing our own book now.
Taking me fucking 30 years to finish it.
All right. Let's not do this.
Well, this is exactly what we're doing it for.
So it was just great. And then, like, you've probably seen in Tony's story that one fan.
What happened with him?
He was sitting up all the time. It was like, yeah, fucking scum Man City, like chanting at the away fans and all. And everyone was like,
I thought he was like a Man City fan in the Liverpool end.
He was just like pissed. Yeah. And he kept being warned, and eventually he was escorted out, kicking and screaming.
I finished with you. Not by a long shot.
Then there was that. But what I loved was an excellent touch was when we went back at halftime, back to our table.
Mm-hmm.
They had like stuff, pints at the ready, ooh, like food there, which was
what just, kind of pint?
San Miguel.
That's
yeah,
not the worst beer.
So same full time, like come back in, like San Miguel waiting for you and all this. So I loved all that sort of stuff.
I love being pampered.
Yeah. Everyone in the city, like a gorgeous city as well. But
you've never been to Liverpool before? No. Great city. Did you just go out for?
We went to. No, we didn't actually. Well, I didn't. Because, I mean, I've been drinking since 1, so I got back at about 10. And I was just going to put the stuff in the room, but then when I went back out, I was like, oh, no, I'm done now.
Yeah.
But I was all up for it before I went back to the room, and then I was back watching Match of the Day too, on my own. It was brilliant. But then we didn't, like...
So you let your brother go out there on his own? You left him to fend
for
himself?
He's 32 years old.
Your little brother, you left him to fend for himself out
He didn't
there.
Leave the hotel bar. They're only downstairs because it was us, a guy from Joe.ie or whatever, and the rep from Coca-Cola. So okay. It was kind of like the four of us throughout the trip. But the next day... Because I didn't want to get the 7:30 p.m. flight back. I wanted to get the one at 12.
Yeah.
So, but we had to get a train from Liverpool to Manchester.
Oh, yeah.
And get the plane back from there.
So
we're at the platform in Liverpool. It's like, the train to Manchester Airport has been cancelled. We're like, what? So we had to get another train, which left 30 minutes later and made all the stops from Liverpool to Manchester. So I was fucking
freaking out.
And like... Like, we just accepted the fact, right, we're probably not going to make it. He was onto the Coke rep to, like, try and arrange something else. We got to Manchester Airport, and the gate closed in 5 minutes as we were getting off the train.
Jesus.
And we fucking ran through numerous terminals, like, skipping all the queues, like, just trying to get, you know, whatever. And there's a few people on the train doing the same thing. And amazingly, we actually made it. Like, but I was convinced that we were... I was like, fuck's sake.
Had the... Exact same thing happened to me, but I was in Berlin and I was at a Union Berlin match, like for the weekend. We were there with the football team, and we got to the train station to go home, to, you know, on the way home. Then it was like, obviously, and it's in German, they're saying stuff over the PA, but our train hadn't showed up and was getting closer and closer.
Stress,
and we're like, okay, it's not coming, like the train, fucking hell, like so. We went out trying to get taxis to get to the train station, to the airport and stuff. At one point, we were like back at the original train station, going to a train station further back to see if there's more taxis there.
We're just
like,
oh,
running out of time, so stressed. There's loads of us. Got into a cab. I'm just like, right, go to the airport, whatever like that. And we're going to the airport, dickhead. We're going to the airport, and then like we just get like. A call off one of the lads, and he's like, Madeline just checked online for me that it's been delayed by an hour.
Yes,
fucking blessed. But even when we got there, we're still cutting it really fine. And I don't know which I'll say it.
Go on.
And when we got through, whatever, I had to take
the biggest dump.
Yeah,
how did I know you were
nervous bowels? Like, I was just like, it all came out of me. That stress. Oh,
I love it. I love a good dump.
Boy, is she? No, it wasn't a good dump though. Like,
a complicated one.
Yeah, yeah. But obviously, you're a Liverpool fan.
Yes,
and as I said, I'm a Man United fan.
It was. If I may just to put a bow on it, it was. I was walking on air all week knowing I was going there, and it was one of the rare occasions where it was even better than I thought it was going to be.
We should arrange a trip. Yeah, over, yeah.
I'd be up for that.
Yeah, definitely. Liverpool. Hard to get. Well, yeah, Liverpool's a good city.
Hard
to get tickets for Liverpool Man United, I'm sure, but, you know.
Yeah, that'll be something else. But would it be sitting in the same...
Well, we could do it, yeah, you know. You're not going to get your throat ripped out.
Depends what city it's in. It's in Manchester, maybe.
From in Liverpool, I'm more likely to get fucking clobbered, like...
But, yeah, and I mean, like, I was confident that we were going to win. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think Liverpool are probably the best team in the world right now.
I don't know, like...
Like, at this very moment.
See, it's a funny one.
There's no weakness, like...
Oh, there is.
Bench, maybe, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Where's the weakness?
I'd say your defence is still pretty weak. Like.
You having a laugh?
No.
Our defence is weak.
You were very... Like, against top teams, you concede goals.
One goal we concede. We still have the best defence in the
one
league.
One goal.
Best defence last year.
One goal you concede. Like, hold on a second.
Well, bar Arsenal, that was our kids, like.
No, but like, okay, you talk about it like last year, you're looking at it, like you conceded three, it should have been fucking more against Barcelona. Like,
yeah.
You conceded against Napoli this year, you lost 2-0 or whatever.
I know.
2-1, like,
yeah, yeah.
So like,
we're not invincible, but
you're
the best centre back in the world, the best keeper in the world, and the two best full backs in the world.
I don't know about him being the best keeper in the world. He's very good, very, very good.
He's better.
I would probably have Ederson ahead of him.
Would you?
Yeah, I would, yeah. And that's just off the top of my head in the Premier League, like, I would say.
Okay, well, it's arguable.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you're talking a few years ago, De Gea obviously would have been, but he's finally feeling the strain of holding.
I feel so bad for De Gea, because, like, talk about fucking...
Don't feel so bad. He's getting a lot of money.
I'm sure he is, but you know what I mean? Like, he's
the only thing he hasn't won at Man United is the Champions League, so I wouldn't be feeling too bad.
Okay, yeah, fuck De Gea then.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But, like, it's going very well for Liverpool at the moment.
I mean, I will cry if they win the league.
See... And this is a question I had in my head, and it's like, for me, a very, very privileged growing up,
yeah,
watching Man United,
sure,
because there's so much success,
yeah,
there, and people used to say, oh, you take the Champions League over the league,
yeah,
all the time, and I was like, no, the league was always the most important, because
yeah,
it's such a longer slog or whatever,
yeah,
that it's, you know,
it was kind of ironic even last year that like Liverpool won the Champions League almost as like a consolation prize, like the Champions League, you know what I mean, like
the fucking Champions League, like Barcelona bottled it.
Nah,
they did. Their fucking goals they conceded against you, like they absolutely bottled it. Like,
well,
yeah, come on,
not really. Like, I mean, they're not that bad goals. The fourth, fair enough.
The fourth, like, but the two Wijnaldum goals were bread and butter.
Header.
Yeah, come on, like.
Nah, well, yeah, agree. But we're never going to agree on this. Let me ask you a few questions. Now, if you're not into football, keep listening. If you are into football, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure. Hit me.
Couple of questions. My first question.
Two.
Give me one and a half. What's the best football match you've ever seen?
Let me see. Like, live or on TV?
On TV. Mm. Or live.
On TV. Mm.
Just total.
In terms of a neutral one, it's probably that Liverpool-Newcastle one.
The 4-3 in, like, 97 or 96,
like,
whatever it was.
I just remember watching that live being like, holy fucking shit.
I know, that
like,
was great, yeah.
Barnes, Andy hanging on for man of the match. Barnes, rush, Barnes. Still John Barnes, Collymore closing in! Liverpool lead in stoppage time! Kevin Keegan hangs his head, he's devastated. What an incredible finish to an incredible
match. And I think I enjoyed football way more back then, so like...
Why? What do you think that is?
I don't know. I'm just a bit more... Like, I don't care about it as much anymore now. Like,
well, is that because United are pretty shit?
No, because I still watch them every, you know...
I feel like that's something... That's got to be something to do. Because I feel like Liverpool are turning a bit, dare I say, into the United now, where, like, everyone...
Do not dare.
You know what I mean? But only in the sense of the public perception of, like, everyone's like, no, Liverpool. Whereas everyone was like, no, United, like, 10 years
Everybody's
ago.
Everybody's like, oh, Liverpool, because... Klopp's a wanker, and he is, unbearable.
Hence the title, The Unbearables. So are called.
Who's calling you that?
Everyone. Even Liverpool fans are embracing it. Like, but oh man, when Klopp leaves, I cry.
Like,
but anyway.
Anyway, yeah, probably that one. As Man United won
Champions League final
99.
Now, but as far as like, would that be? Now,
that was unbearable to watch, that 99 final, because we got absolutely bashed.
Yeah.
And then to get the two goals And like, I still remember like the commentaries, like, it's like, can they score? And they have to score. They always score. And then like Beckham puts that ball in.
Beckham into Sheringham, and Solskjaer has won it. Champions of Europe again, and nobody will ever win a European Cup final more dramatically than this.
Is that the one that you said you were running up and down the stairs?
Yeah, I just had so much energy. I didn't, and it was like a school night. I was like, ah, like just up and down. I was what, like, I was in first year, so I was like 13, I guess.
Yeah.
The second time they won the Champions League was
when John Terry missed the penalty.
Yeah. But that was very much that was like,
that was a weird final, wasn't it? Like,
it was a weird final, but like, because it was like Russia and it was like horrible conditions.
Yeah.
And I thought
two English teams. I never like when it's two English teams.
No.
Even Liverpool Spurs last year.
That was a
year.
Terrible final.
It was one of the worst finals I've ever seen, yeah.
But like, that one, I remember watching it, and because I thought United played much better than Chelsea, and it was like, the Chelsea goal was, you know, somebody slipped, and Frank Lampard picked the ball up and hit a shot, and it skimmed along the wet surface and flew in, and you're like, oh, fuck this wet weather bollocks, like,
you know, this weather.
When it was like Ronaldo's goal was like a cross into the back post and him like
leaping like a salmon out upstream,
muscles banging it in. But that one be up there as well.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to like rack my brain. I tell you what was a good one: Man United 3 Liverpool 2, I believe it was. Dimitar Berbatov with a perfect hat trick.
Yeah, that one pissed me off. It was Terry tapping the ash on his cigar.
What about you, friendo?
I mean, the Liverpool Dortmund match was unreal.
Which one? The Europa League. Yeah. What was that like? 5-4?
4-3. Oh. Like, we were 3-1 down, and then yeah. The rest is history.
Yeah, you didn't win.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the Liverpool Barcelona match has to be
last year,
because I mean, I would say that's probably, you know, you hear about these European nights at Anfield. I'd say that was the best European night at Anfield in Liverpool's history.
Right,
Liverpool 3-0. Call it, take it quickly, Origi. Yeah! Unbelievable!
Like, not even the
3-0 down to Barcelona without Firmino, without Salah, like, you know what I mean? Like, it just seemed like there was no chance. And you know what was most emotional about it? And I was welling up after that one. I get very welly in my old age, but
I get less. Like, I used to be way more emotional about football. Now I'm like, anger was my emotion.
Well, I just mean it in general, but I'm kind of the same there. But because, like, we had just beaten Newcastle in the last minute with that Origi goal. And then, but it seemed like, I can't remember what happened then, but like City won theirs, and I was like, right, we're not. I think it was City were against United, or there was someone that was our last chance, you know, for them to drop points, and they didn't. And so it was like, oh, fucking hell. So like, all right, we're not going to win the league. And then, and we're 3-0 down to Barca, so we're out of the Champions League as well. So the fact that we came back to get to the final, like, it seemed like the season was just over, and then to pull out a performance like that, like, when it finished, I was on the couch like this, and like, when the final whistle went, I just like slumped on the floor like Larry David fainting in that game. Like, you know. And I was just like, I don't believe it. Like, I was in shock. Like, I wasn't even like, yes. I was just like, I don't believe it. So like, to have that sort of reaction, like, only football can do that.
Yeah.
And you know what, I always remember saying to Andy Ryan when we were at Bon Jovi, I think. I believe you won it on a coin toss.
Sorry, I think I wasn't able to go. It was in Slane, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a coin toss, remember? Because I had gotten a ticket off a girl in work, and we were out at an Ireland match, and we went to some pub, I don't know where it was, and we flipped a coin for it, and Andy won it. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Certainly wasn't picking favourites. And
fuck you, man.
But we were there, and I said to him, I was like, because this is when UFC was really big, and we were all into it. And I was like, do you prefer like watching the UFC? Because, you know, he's such a big UFC fan, and or do you prefer football? I remember him always saying, like, I just love football. He's like, I just love football. I love watching football. I love any match that sticks on. Like, I'm happy watching.
I'm the same. I would watch any match that's on. Yeah. Like, I feel like you don't even follow these teams. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I know. But I am, to lack of a better word, like, I am quite obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Like, any match is on, I'll be checking the score. I want to see, but I don't care as deeply. Like, I...
But is that just... Do you think that's just because you're not expecting glory?
No, even at the tail end. Even at the tail end of Fergie's.
Really?
Things, like, it was not, it's not the same as it was.
I think you became numb to...
Maybe a little bit.
Because the title would mean so much.
But maybe I think it's probably just a bit more as well. You got all this stuff going on in your life. Yeah. Like, you know? Like, yeah. Got a wife and a baby on the way and stuff like that. Like, so, like, you know, it's not the be-all and end-all once was.
Yeah.
But having said that, like, I still... show passion or like
when you're watching like a like championship match or something like that, do you find yourself checking where they are to each other in the table and all this sort of stuff?
See, I would kind of know because I always I'm in the loop.
I would check. I'd be like, what does this mean? Like, you know, oh, they go ahead here.
Yeah, because I always kind of check the roundups and keep an eye on the table anyway, just because it's my weird brain. And I like, I just like reading about football as well.
I'm on Football 365 all the time. Yeah. Is that your go-to site?
Football 365 and The Guardian. And,
yeah, same here. Yeah.
And like Football 365 were running this great thing a while ago. I don't know if you read any of that, like Diamond Geezers.
I've seen it, but I never clicked into it.
And it was a guy who was basically, he took over Rushden and Diamonds in Championship Manager 0102. And was writing. He was writing the story of like, and we were signing all these players and all. But like, they stopped running it for a while. But he continues it on like his own thing. And I follow him on Twitter. He's like funny guy. Mike Paul Vox. But they keep it. And what happened was his game crashed when he got into the Premier League. And like, they were like third in the league. He signed all these like crazy players, and I was like, "Jeez, I want to fucking play that game again." And I have started playing it again.
Oh really?
Didn't they
do something recently where they have like the new game but for the 2001 like layout or something?
Oh,
like that?
Really?
Or something.
See, I had the new game there from last year or whatever, and I was playing it, and it's just not as enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like, it just isn't. In terms of like,
I noticed you now that I have you here, Terry.
Yeah,
I put up a poll recently on our Instagram.
Yeah,
with a few questions.
Yeah, one of them was FIFA or pro, right?
Yes.
What did I vote?
It was, you voted pro, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, and pro.
How the fucking mighty have fallen, Terry. So, well, first of all, I went Sega or Nintendo.
Yeah.
You and your fucking cookie cutter snazzes won with 55%.
That's a lot closer 45. Than I thought it was going to be, to be honest.
Really?
You fucking crumb bum Sega heads. All y'all out there.
Pro Evo or FIFA? Pro 33%. Mm. FIFA 67%.
That's like three people have voted then, was it?
No, I'll tell you how many people voted. I'll tell you now.
It's a very much 2-1 ratio, is what
it
I'm
was
saying.
It was 12 to 6.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Which is what I went to when I seen the results. I don't know why I thought of that.
But like, I'm back playing that Championship Manager game now.
Yes.
And I'm getting... Took over Wigan in Division 2. I'm expending far too much time.
Completed it, mate. I took Woking from the conference to the Champions League in 4 seasons. You tell me.
I love playing that game and like all these like signing these crazy players.
So would you prefer now to play a management game than a playing game?
No, because the management game, like, it's not as good as the old one. Like, I played the old one and playing the new one, I realized that I much prefer playing the old one.
Yeah.
Like, whereas playing like FIFA or pro with you guys is always great fun. It's always smashing.
Yeah.
So it's always like when you can get in, get a games night in.
I know.
Moving.
Jerk.
Maybe we should touch a little bit on American football. We used to play Madden as well.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was a great summer.
Madden was good though. Like, and then we used to sort of... I know some people are still mad into it. Like,
no pun intended.
Did
you mean that pun, Terry?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
I did not intend for that pun. But like, I know people some people in the office and stuff are still like crazy into the American football, and yeah. like Paul Egan be mad on it. But like there was this period of time, I think it was when I was doing shift work, where it was like we were all watching it,
yeah,
and all keeping
and we'd
track.
All go to the woolshed for the Super Bowl,
like that. Like I'd love to get another Super Bowl in.
See, I wouldn't.
Why? I had a great time.
I did, but like I'm not gonna be going out till 4 a.m. on a Sunday night, like.
Yeah, okay.
Work in the morning.
Oh, like book the next day off work.
Like book the next day off work, sure. Yeah. But like, yeah.
I gotta waste one of my work days. I know. Like,
see, I still feel like I know the rules of American football better than I know the rules of rugby.
Wow. Okay.
Because like rugby, I never know what's like an offside or what's
see,
a fucking,
I give out about the rules of rugby because even though they're the rules, I don't agree with them. I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense.
Well,
like,
why is that?
Like, literally, I was watching the Ireland-New Zealand game. Was it a New Zealand game? And it was like Ireland were needed to get over the line.
We were taking a bath on that one.
And there was something that it was like, somebody didn't get out of the way. They obstructed one of the Irish players. So that was a penalty. And then it was like, in the ensuing melee, somebody came, an Ireland player came in with a shoulder. And it was like, instead of like our penalty being given, it was like, no, that high tackle supersedes that one. Your penalty's gone. penalty to New Zealand. And I was texting Gary. I was like, that doesn't make sense though. Like, I was like, so this thing has happened directly because of a penalty that's been given away to us.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, yeah, we get penalized for it. Like,
yeah, I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand half
like,
the rule.
And like, I'm texting Gary about that and he'd be like, no, like, he's like, you're wrong. I'm like, I know I'm wrong in the terms of like the rugby world of like,
but yes, in the real world,
in the logical world, like, sure.
In all fairness,
am I taking crazy pills here? Like,
let me ask you, who's your NFL team of choice? Is it still the Patriots?
The Pats or the Jets? Like,
he's a favorite Formula One. Michael Schumacher.
It was always a Damon Hill. Man. It was always a Damon Hill.
Damon Hill. Do me a favor.
I liked him. He was a bit of a cheeky chappy.
Damon Hill, is he got the giant chin?
I think that's Schumacher.
No, yeah. I'm thinking of. No, I'm thinking of. Nah, forget it. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know who you're thinking.
I don't know. I'm all over them. I'm out of my wheelhouse here.
Who's your favorite tennis star?
Tennis.
Yeah.
I was always an Andy Roddick man.
Roddick.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That serve. Pew.
Pat Rafter, man.
Who the fuck is Pat Rafter? I never heard of him.
He's a gentleman, straight down the middle,
straight down the pipe. Pat Rafter.
Yeah.
No.
And you don't play any football anymore.
I'd love to, you see. Yeah. I'd love to play football. I'd never have the opportunity to play.
Hmm.
Like,
I'll invite you to 7-a-side.
You know I'd be killed.
Yeah.
You know I'd be killed, Dave.
Yeah, it's pretty competitive.
I understand what, Oscar Trainer Road?
No, it's in Mount Temple.
Okay. I was going to say, forget it.
You could drive over.
I would be well up for a game of football. Yeah. I feel like I'm still as good as I was when I was 17.
We've all moved on, you see.
The rest of you.
Yeah.
But I feel, I mean, I'm not a dribbler anymore. Let me ask you this. Because when I was a kid, my player.
Dribbler.
I was a dribbler.
Yeah.
I was a dribbler.
Yeah.
I was fast.
Oh, they were clean. Wait, yeah.
I was fast. Yeah. Well, no, now to look at me. But,
I need a miracle.
My, you know the way you'd always do, like, oh, I'm whatever. You pick a player. I was always Steve McManaman. I know, he's so unglamorous and he's a buffoon now, but at the time
he was glam back then.
At the time he was my guy. Who was yours when you were playing football?
Who would I want to be like?
Who were you? You know, people. Well, I don't know if you did this, but we were always like, I'm Cantona, I'm whatever.
I don't know. It was more that like whatever position you wanted to play in. So I was always wanted to play up front,
striker.
Yeah.
Mm.
And now when I play 7-a-side now, it's kind of funny that I think my better position would be, like, I couldn't play in the middle of the park.
No.
I wouldn't have a clue. I
think you would, though. You have a good football IQ.
No, because if I have to go the other way, if I have to go backwards, you know, if somebody's running off me and I'm... no, it's like, I don't have the engine to play.
Right.
But, like, the idea of playing as, like, a right-sided forward, you know, like, that's, like, press the defender and,
nice.
Like... hang around up there.
Hang around like a bad smell
in
front.
Yeah, pretty much. When we play there, like, and we was playing there a couple of weeks ago, and it was nice, wet, and slippy, and almost snapped my ankle, but ended up scoring a goal. I trod on the ball, and I was like, whatever happened, where I trod on it,
popped out.
It popped out. I flew into the goal. I was like,
whoa, Terry. Like, hey, I guess you never lose it, huh? Probably the only good one I hit all day.
Yeah. But it's good. I get very competitive, as I am wont to do.
I remember when we played five-a-side.
Yeah, I don't like to lose.
No. And I remember it was basically whoever's on Egan's team was kind of going to win at the time.
Yeah. Still is a lot of the time.
I'd say does he play centre mid?
He used to play centre mid, like, and then he dropped back to centre half.
So it's always the way, isn't it?
Yeah. He's a regular Didi Haman.
But I remember, like, you know, because I at the time did no exercise. Yeah. So I'd be full clip for 30 seconds and I'm like,
dead.
Just walking the rest of the match, like, you know, getting cramp.
It is funny just you saying that, because if you take 2 weeks off or something like that, like, from it, and you do nothing in between, you can really feel it.
Yeah.
You feel like, and then say the last 2 weeks or whatever we played last week, and I'd consciously been doing a fair amount of either running or cycling or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd cycled, I don't know where. I'd done actually a good bit of cycling on my way to the thing, so I was kind of already warmed up.
Pumped.
So I was flying around, and I remember thinking to myself, like, I was like, geez, some weeks I'm there, I'm like, you say.
Yeah.
And because it's quite a competitive, like, I say competitive, it's a good standard. Like, a lot of lads that used to play on football teams are there. So if you are stuck with somebody who has never played on a football team, I find it very frustrating, and I find it very hard to keep it in check.
Because why? What sort of stuff would they do?
I'm like, okay,
pass it.
No, it's like, so there's, you know, one in goal, six on six. So it's like man each. Let the keeper, you know, stick with your man. Let the keeper have, and you see a man, like, run straight towards the keeper, and they just pass it around him. And then it's like, okay, six on five. He's out of the game. Like, we're a man. Like, you're like, no, like, we have just stay, or like. It's like man each.
I recall, like, being yelled at like that several times when we played.
But it's just like, or like, you'd be standing beside somebody, I'm like, you have him there? He's like, yeah, I have him. And then he's just like, your man trots away, and he doesn't go with him, so there's a bigger gap. He's like, you might think you have him, you're within an arm's reach or something, but by the time the ball gets to him, by the time you get he's gonna be gone. Like, it's like, no, get closer. Like,
who was, like, well, I was going to say who's the worst for it, but I it's probably not a good idea to name.
I'm pretty bad for that sort of stuff, and, like, I know people, like, cause I don't really
big 2 foot tackles.
No, but I am constantly fucking yapping, and I'd say I fucking wreck people's heads. Then I'm like, yeah, you're doing him, yeah, okay, like, or like, especially when I'm in goal, I can see everything. I'm like, yeah, come back here with him, like, and like
the old manager, and it's
fucking right though. It is, like, it's pure proper, like, okay, like, he's like, go press up,
keep a composure.
It's like, I need one mind in the house here, and I'm sure,
what's that mean? Like, see, if you said that, I'd be like, huh? I'd be looking around, who says
mind in the house is like, you're the last man, so you're making sure you're staying, you don't go for, like, don't go off, don't go join wandering. Don't join in the play if it's going to leave some guy standing behind you, and if it breaks down,
it's an open goal.
They just kind of knock it, and he's one on one with the keeper.
Okay,
you know, that kind of thing. Like,
okay.
You know, you're the last defender, so you have to, like, you'd see in a match. You wouldn't see, like, Van Dijk is the last defender, like, sprint off or whatever.
Yeah, like. Did you call me sprint?
Like, I, you know, it's something like, because I went through a period of, like, being quite angry playing football, and then I'm like, I'm going up there to, like, exercise and have a bit of a laugh. Like, like, I need to actually just coincide myself with that. Yeah. Like, you know.
And do you find, but you like rolled over on your ankle or something?
I broke my ankle playing. I broke my metatarsal.
Like,
my
something out of the Walking Dead. Your leg looked like.
Oh, it was bad. Like, and it was literally just shuffling across.
Yeah, and
nobody tackled me, and I just went over on the Astro, and then I was like, I can't put any pressure on that. And then I was asking one of the lads, I was like, does that look, like, swollen or whatever? And he was like, no, it's fine. And, like, next day I was like, I can't actually. I was, like, walking. It was my right foot, so I was walking on, like,
you had a big boot and all, didn't you?
I had to get the boot and all that. And then I remember
boot, all right.
And then I remember kind of, like, I don't know, might have been a bit of depression, not being able to like run and whatever that. I remember like putting on almost a stone because I was like,
yeah,
I'd always have beer in the house. I'd just be like lying on the couch drinking beer. And it's like, I remember looking at myself at like a picture of like at Christmas. I was like, Jesus Christ. And then like, I was able to get back in the gym by January. And like, by the start of February, I think I'd in better shape than I'd ever been.
But it was
that sort of.
Sometimes it can be like, it can be that thing where you feel so shit that like you end up doing more afterwards than you did even beforehand. Like, I find that, like, I mean, my own weight. I'm up to 203.
Oh, it was like, 202 last time we checked.
Well, I was 203. I think I'm probably down a little bit now. Literally from yesterday, I started going back to the gym and eating well. I mean, you wouldn't believe the shite I was eating for the last 2 weeks. Just fucking Subway for lunch.
All right.
McDonald's for dinner.
And a foot long?
Yeah, of course. Of course, foot long.
Oh, okay.
Like, then next day, get a Chinese, have fucking wedges and goujons for lunch. Like, pure shite. And I haven't been to jiu-jitsu in about maybe 3 weeks. And
wow.
Like, of all things to not go, like, you know. And I hadn't been to the gym, whatever. So it's only literally this week I'm like, right, that's enough. Like, because it's more for the mental side than the physical. Like, I wouldn't really even care about like sculpting my body at the gym or anything like that. It's just purely just when I exercise, I feel 100% better.
Like, spin class is good. Like, I always feel good after spin class. But like, say after football.
Yeah,
it's completely different.
Yeah,
because you're letting off so much more or whatever.
Yeah, it's almost like I used to say to Kerry, whatever. Like, every time I come back from jiu-jitsu or whatever, she's like, "How was jiu-jitsu?" And I'm always like, "Fucking amazing."
Yeah,
and it's always I'm literally walking out with a huge smile on my face, and I go in like fucking job, fucking whatever, whatever. And when you come out, it's almost laughable that I was worried about that sort of stuff. Like, that's the level of difference.
It's crazy that it's like there's that much feeling.
Yeah, like, I'd love to really get into the science behind what actually is going on in my head. Yeah, you know, like, what I mean?
Don't want to look in there.
Don't look too deep. But
I don't know. For me,
yes.
Like, just come back to the diet is a huge part of it as well. Like, I started doing this. I buy this protein pack now.
Oh,
because I actually feel and I feel way better from, like you say. I'm trying to cut out sugar mostly, nice. So less chocolate and less fizzies. Only these 0% whatever sugar.
Thought you weren't the zero man.
Not a Lucozade Zero. That's the Citrus Clear Lucozade.
Tell you what, I'm going to get this again.
Citrus Clear Lucozade has been the hardest thing to cut out. There, I said it, okay? You got me.
Of all the things.
Yeah. Man, I love it. It's so good.
It's the most boring drink I've ever seen.
It's citrus.
It's more boring than water.
Citrus Clear.
Citrus Clear.
There's a pattern. Look at this, like.
Yeah, you're mad. Right. You're mad for your fizzy clear drinks.
Yeah. Diet 7 Up as well.
Yes. You're a sparkling man in disguise.
No, I'm not.
In disguise.
Paint me with that brush. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
But I started doing a kind of buy a protein pack, which is like turkey burgers, turkey sausages, turkey steaks, and you can pick like turkey mince or chicken or something else like that. But I've been having that for my lunch rather than like sandwiches and bread. So like, I'd have that with like spinach or kale or whatever like that. Like,
kale.
Yeah. The trick with the kale
wasn't ready for that.
Trick with the kale is when you do it, throw a little stock cube in with it to give it a bit of flavor when you're boiling it up.
Terry, you're scratching me right where I am.
But I have to say, I feel better, say if I went into work in the morning and I had, I don't know, a can of Coke to wake myself up in the morning. I almost feel worse after having that sugar into me.
Yeah.
And like, now in the morning, like, not having it, and like, say for breakfast, instead of having whatever, toast and stuff, I'll have like an omelette or eggs and bacon, something that's sort of like,
it's not fucking starchy. Yeah.
But I was going to say, not even like mass produced or something like that. You know, like, where it's just like you say, crap, you know.
I mean, I found like, exactly that I remember. I mean, like, today for lunch, asparagus, which I made myself.
Ugh, I don't like asparagus.
Chili flakes on it and all.
I need something. I need brown sauce with the asparagus.
Like chili salmon. I like chili. It was like smoked salmon chili and couscous. But but you know, it's fun. But like, I remember thinking even after, I was like, "Jeez!" And I have so much more energy. I went through a phase about 2 months ago of eating nothing but purely healthy. I didn't eat any sweets, any chocolate, any coke. It was just for whatever reason, I was all in. And then, of course, I went in too hard, and then you just go back to your old way.
That's the thing.
So now I'm trying to do a smart. Finally, at the 40th attempt of getting my shit together, that I'm kind of like, but before I even get to there. When I was eating all that healthy stuff, I remember thinking, this is unbelievable.
Why do I do this all the time?
This is unbelievable, the amount of energy I have. And you keep hearing about it, and I'm like, I'm happy, I'm helpful, I'm nicer, I'm everything, you know, like, but like, yeah, like, and I'm finding now that when I'm, now as I'm doing it, I'm not going all in day one.
Yeah.
Because that's so hard to maintain. So it's kind of like, okay, I'll just start off this and I'll do it a little bit better tomorrow and a little bit better the next. And then you have something
and
to sort of go
become,
on.
And then it'll become, you won't even
and
want
then
to
the momentum stuff. Just takes you there anyway. Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? But it's weird that we're even talking. This is such an unput it in H podcast.
This is the State of the Union one. So this is going to be our Patreon feed, guys.
Yep. Thanks in advance. Yeah. And,
We're kind of wrap up. We're kind of rambling on here.
Yeah, this is a very impromptu. This is just like this is like the mics have just caught us in chat.
NPR kind of hit us up. Yes. But but yeah, I guess we can let everyone know where they can find us.
Twitter,
Facebook,
Instagram. Is there an echo in here? I put it in a podcast. You can find us on everywhere. Everywhere you get
podcasts.
You
can get us on your podcatcher of choice.
What's important is the reviews and the money. 5 stars, €5 minimum.
Well, okay. 5 stars really helps us grow in and writing the review as well. More people see it, you know, more eyes on the product helps us get a little bit closer to doing this full time. Maybe not this episode full time, but
don't judge us on this one.
We're doing this full time.
Yes. We want to do more podcasts. Yeah. We want to start a movie podcast. Yeah. Can I say that?
Well, we'll see. We'll float out. In the new year, we'll be having a few different business venture ideas.
Yes.
Stuff like that. Like, so,
and we're bringing you along with us.
Yeah, so whether you like it or not.
So, get in the fucking car and put on your fucking seatbelt. And on that note, see you next week for fun.
Itchy and Scratchy Land.
themselves ridiculous. Sit down next to me. In love and fear and hate and tears. In love and fear and hate and tears. In love and fear and hate and tears. In love and fear and hate. Down. Down. Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. Sit down next to me. Sit down.
Lucas 80 pink lemonade is delicious. Fine. And the Fulfill bar is equally as delicious.
Yeah, you told me.
No, but I mean, really, I want more.
I'm all right, me nuts. You sure you can't?
Yeah, you're putting me right off.
Come on, dig, put your hand
no.
in.
No.
Why not?
Your greasy hands have been.
Yeah.
Oh, you. No.
All right. I'm going to eat them all. I probably will, but I don't.
Of course. If I have an open packet of everything, you know what my big advice is?
Heroin?
Yes.
I'm back on the horse.
I'm back on it.
I'm back on the horse.
I, Chewits.
Oh.
Perry got a mega bag the other day, and she put it in front of me, and I was like, oh no. No, no.
Into the bathroom.
It begins.
Okay, I'm going to text Kerry something for Christmas for you.
Chewits?
No. My sister gets one every year.
Oh.
So.
Do. Anyway, I'm ready when you are.
Mm. What time is it?
6:15. Fucking laugh.
What?
Fucking laugh at me.
Are you kidding me? Alright. We could go an hour here.
Let's just see where this goes.
Hello and welcome to Put in the Age Minnesota. Oh,
excuse me.